And over the past week in Washington, D.C., Democracy Spring took hold.
Money ain't speech, corporations aren't people.
Money ain't speech, corporations aren't people.
Money ain't speech, corporations aren't people.
Activists say this election is about democracy or plutocracy. They wrapped up a week of sit-ins at the U.S. Capitol on Monday. Capitol Police say 1,240 people were arrested since April 11th, including 300 on Monday. Kai Newark is a Democracy Spring organizer. He says protesters called on anyone running for office to say if they stand on the side of democracy or on the side of big money and corruption.
People have come from all across this country. People from at least 33 different states walked 140 miles from Philadelphia to D.C. Hundreds of people have gone to jail day after day.
And Newark calls on the media to lift up this story. He says the vast majority of American people agree with them across the political spectrum.
We're bringing their voice here to the Capitol, and Congress is refusing to listen, and instead of that is sending people to jail day after day.
Newark says that's a scandal and an outrage, but it's also a story of hope because people are coming together.
We're doing what's just. We're walking in a tradition of nonviolent action in our country that has always prevailed when people were willing to stick with it, continue to fight, continue to walk, continue to march, continue to sit in.
Actress Rosario Dawson was arrested late last week wearing a jacket with a picture of Bernie Sanders stenciled on her back. She says the police were lovely, treated her well, and gave her many chances not to get arrested. But she says this is not the case for many people like Dreamers and Black Lives Matter activists.
The reality is that is not the case for a lot of people across America who are also showing civil disobedience to bring light and attention to some of the very critical matters that are ahead of us. And I hope that officers across the nation can take heed of that and recognize that the peaceful protests that are going around this nation should also be treated the same way.
Let's give the people hope.